Well, right now we're going to welcome in Karen Dignaco. Karen, of course, is you hear Karen's name in Sharon, and you think of her incredible athletic sons, and but you also think of the Sharon Daycare Center, the Sharon Classic Road Race, which is coming up on May 5th. And we welcome Karen in. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, Marshall. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, it is that time of year. What, this is the 33rd Classic?
Yes, it is.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I know. Time flies. I've been doing this for 20 years of the 33.
That's amazing. That really is.
Yeah, it is. It's a little scary.
So it's turned into actually a whole family event, and an event we hope harbingers the beginning of spring on May 5th, because there's the race for runners and walkers. There's the, of course, the kids' fun run and stuff, but also the family festival that goes on and things like that. And really, you turned it into, over the past 20 years, a race that real runners like to run.
Yes. And we're actually pretty proud of that fact. We, as you mentioned, we've made it a family event, and we've managed to appeal to runners of all varieties, whether it's the recreational runner, the person who's still out there just trying to stay fit, or we've even had years where we've had very, very good runners, elite runners, participate in the race. So it crosses the whole spectrum.
Well, let's talk about the registration and stuff for people that are listening locally, how the registration works.
We have online registration. You can go to our website, SharonClassic.org, and there's a little tab that says attend, and if you hover over that, you can register online. You can also download an app, an application, and fill in and mail it in and do the old-fashioned way. It's obviously easier for all of us if it's online, because we just have, you know, just pull off a report. But whatever is easiest for our participants, we're happy to have them register whatever way. If they mail it in, it goes to P.O. Box 1031 in Sharon, Connecticut, 06069, care of the daycare.
All right. And the family festival includes bounce houses and lots of things for kids and families to do.
Yeah, we have a children's play area with supervised babysitting for people who want to participate in the race but have small children. We have the bounce house. We have the kids' fun run. We have the little kids that can race on the north end of the green. I shouldn't say race. They're just running and having a good time. And then we have what we call the Not Quite a Mile kids' race, and that does sort of a figure eight around the green, and it's about an 8/10 of a mile course, and that can get kind of competitive.
Yeah, it does get competitive. No, it really does.
Yeah. And that's something that we added, I don't know, we must have added that about 15 years ago. It's been very popular. And then, of course, we have the 5-mile race and walk, and that kicks off at 10:15.
And you know, I've basically seen this since way back in the beginning.
Yep.
And I'm absolutely impressed by the turnout that you get, the number of people that participate in this.
We've managed to bring the numbers up a bit. And a couple years ago, we hit our all-time high of just over 200 runners. And last year, not quite as much, I don't know, somewhere around 140. 200 is where I'd like us to be on a consistent basis, and we're doing well this year. As one of the benefits of the event, we have a new sponsor this year, the Porchlight Wine Bar, and they're offering a free beer for all our pre-registered runners, and that's kind of a fun new thing to add. Then you also get a free T-shirt. So this year we're saying for the first 200 registrants, they'll get a T-shirt and potentially a beer if they're of age.
And they're not just $5 and $6 T-shirts that you're talking about either.
No, these are nice performance high tech T-shirts that athletes can, you know, wear to work out in, and they, you know, the whole wicking material and all that good stuff. So they're nice shirts.
Well, I want to mention that, you know, this goes along with the help of your diamond-level sponsors, which include Salisbury Bank, Paley's Market, Bruce TV, Silo Ridge, we here at the radio station, Estate Care. Also, you've got JAM, Sharon Hospital, and am I leaving anybody out of there?
First-hand stories.
There you go. Okay.
Yep, first-hand stories. They do the video.
And they do a marvel. Your videos that they put up. By the way, I have up on the Robin Hood Radio Facebook page the incredible video teaser, almost a movie teaser for this year's race.
Yeah.
Really, really, really well done.
It is well done. They do a fabulous job, and they're very fun to work with. I can't say enough about what they've offered for us. It's been a nice little touch to have that video aspect to our race and to our website and Facebook and the whole nine yards. It's great.
All right. Well, early registration runs through March 15th, pre-registration through May 4th, and then, of course, on-day registration happens early in the morning. And then you take over the green in the middle part of Sharon and the roads from 9 till noon.
Yep. We have the silent auction. We have the plant sale. Those two are very popular pieces of the event that allow people to shop for Mother's Day or for spring birthdays or for graduations. A lot of fun things under the auction tent, and the plant sale is a huge, huge hit every year. There's food concessions. There's free food for runners. We just do a lot. It's a really great event. We put a lot of effort into it, and we're happy to have the terrific support of our sponsors. Thank you for mentioning all of them. And
you've got more sponsors other than that. I mean, it really is an amazing participation rate which you have for the Classic Road Race.
It is. We're so grateful to our sponsors. They help us make it the event that it is. And we're also really grateful that they recognize the importance of the daycare. You know, many of these sponsors have employees who need childcare, and they understand that the Sharon Daycare is a highly qualified, very terrific, wonderful center for children. And it's something that's been close to my heart for a long time.
Well, the amazing thing about Sharon Daycare is that, just think about, we're lucky around here. Each town has unbelievable daycare, but Sharon Daycare also now takes care of young babies as well.
Yep.
Which really enables single parent and even just regular mother and dad to go out to be able to go to work to make ends meet. And just imagine what it would be like, I always say, if you didn't have that daycare in all the towns.
Right. It would be very difficult. You know, being as rural as we are and as far from, you know, some services as we are, it is a huge benefit to have this right in our town. And, of course, Sharon Daycare has that extra little plus of being right in the school facility. So the children become comfortable with Sharon Center School before they even attend. And, yes, the infant toddler program has been just such a benefit to the town. They have a waiting list, and they're hoping to expand and get more space so that they can take on some more children.
So the basic thing to remember, folks, on top of this being a really family fun day and great for the runners and great for the town, it supports the Sharon Daycare Center. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it is the bottom line. You're right.
All right. Well, we only have 19 more days as we record this and go live on the air, so it's still frantic time for you?
It is. Right now, it's all about getting the word out, and we are pushing all the buttons that we can. We're very active on Facebook and Instagram, and I've put the word out to running clubs and running stores and, you know, all the usual things, press releases to papers and radio stations. It's just about getting people to come and spend some time in our beautiful little town.
Karen, thanks for getting up. You're probably up already, but thanks for thanks for joining us this morning. Once again, May 5th is not that far away. SharonClassic.org on the web. And hey, we'll see you there on the 5th.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marshall.
All right, Karen.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Karen Dignacco. And once again, the Sharon Classic Road Race, May the 5th. And we are one of those diamond sponsors, and we look forward to seeing everybody at that race.